The Gemara on Nunbez Mabez quotes a Braisa. Tani Ida, Chacholitz Livenda V'Chazre Kitcha. Person does Chalitz on the Yavama, and then he goes ahead and is Makadisher. So the Braisa presents a three-way Machlokas Tanaim. The previous Braisa says that according to Rabbi Kiva, of course, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, because in Kiddushin Tosim Mechavilav. And this Braisa only quotes two opinions, Rabbi and the Chacham. Rabbi Omrim Kitcha L'Shem Isha Sricha Min Aget. If he's Mekadisher for the sake of Ishus, he has in mind regular Kiddushin, then the Kiddushin is going to be Chal, and you need to get to be Mafkir the Ishus. L'Shem Yevamus, Ain't Sricha Min Aget. If you do Mimer, so then you don't need a get. It's not going to be chal. And the Chacham say, no, Bein Shekech L'Shem Isus, Bein Shekech L'Shem Yivam, Asri Chayim Enu Get. And we know that there's a big Machlokas Amoraim, five, six Shitas in Amoraim, as to what exactly Rebbe and the Chacham are arguing about in terms of whether Maimer is Tofes after the Chalitza. So Rabbi Yosef, the first opinion in the Gemara, suggests the Pshat in Rebbe, who's Mechalik between Maimer and Kiddushin, is as follows. Om Rav Yosef, my time at the Rebbe, Asua ka'oder b'nichse hager, v'kasavar shaloh delo kani. So Rav Yosef says, the case of Maimer, la'achar, chalitza, according to Rebbe, is comparable to a case of oder b'nichse hager. What's that? We know that when a ger dies and he doesn't have any yarshim, so the property becomes hefker and anyone can acquire it. So let's say you have a person who is plowing, working the land, and he doesn't realize that it's actually hefker because it belonged to a ger and the ger passed away. So the halacha is that since he didn't have das to be kona, even though he did a maisa kinyan, but he doesn't have das to be kona, so therefore he's not going to be kona. So Rav Yosef says that's also the pshat in Maimer la'acha chalitza according to Rebbe. Even though he's doing a maisa kinyan, dainu he's doing a maisa kiddushin, but since he doesn't have das to be kona in the right way, he has das to be kona through maimer, not das to be kona through kiddushin. Therefore, it's comparable to the case of oder v'nichse hager, where you do a maisa kinyan with a chisaron in your kavana to be kona. And Abaye argues on Rav Yosef and he thinks, no, really, it's more comparable to a case where a person has das to be kona, but the wrong field, right? There are two fields that belong to a ger, he has a mind to be kona one, turns out that was the other one. So that's more comparable to the case of Maimer Lacher Chalitza, because there at least you have das to be kona. There is something off in terms of the das kinyan, das kona, but there is das kona there. But either way, Abai and Rav Yosef fundamentally agree that in the case of Oder B'nichse Hager, if a person does a maisa kinyan without das to be kona, so there's not going to be a kinyan, it's not going to be chal. That they fundamentally agree to. They're just arguing in terms of which of the two scenarios of Oder B'nichse Hager is more of a parallel to Rebbe's case of Maimer La'acha Chalitza. So the Rishonim point out that the Gemara Maseches Bava Basra in Perek Cheskas seems to contradict this Gemara, because the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph has the story of Ravanan, Shakal Bitka Ba'are, that the Ravanan had a field and he had a neighbor, and there was a flood, and the flood took the mechitza that separated his field and his neighbor's field and put it further into his friend's field, who expanded Ravanan's property. And the Gemara says that what happened was Ravanan's neighbor came and helped Ravanan build the mechitza, and now his sada is larger. So the Gemara says, there's all the discussion in terms of kinya chazaka, whatever. So the Gemara says that Ravanan is not going to be kona because he didn't have in mind to be kona. And says the Gemara, not only did he not have in mind to be kona, his neighbor also didn't have in mind to be kona. So the Rishonim or Medayik, it sounds like from the Gemara, that either one would be sufficient. Meaning, even if Ravanan wouldn't have das to be kona, but if the neighbor would have in mind to be makne, that additional chelek of the sada to Ravanan, that would have been sufficient, even though Ravanan did not have das kona. Meaning, it sounds like from the Gemara that if Ravanan did a maisa kinyan, even if he didn't have das to be kona, nevertheless, in that case, it would have been sufficient to be kona. So don't you see a contradiction between the two Gemaras? On the one hand, our Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Nun Beis says, in the case of Oder B'nichse Hager, if a person does a maisa kinyan without das kona, he's not going to be kona. Yet the Gemara says that in the case of Ravanan, that in Bava Basra, that if Ravanan did a maisa kinyan, even if he didn't have das to be kona, but if his neighbor would have had das makne, that would have been sufficient in order to make a maisa kinyan, in order for the kinyan to be chal. That's the contradiction, the steer that the Rishonim ask. So the Nukah Yosef over there quotes from the Ravid, a chiluk, and he says that pshat in the Gemara in Bava Basra is that there's Das Makne, that the Gemara in Yavamas is correct, that without Das Kone, a Maisa Kinyan does not affect the Kinyan. However, the Gemara in Bava Basra is talking about a case where there's Das Makne to fill the gap of Das Kone, because the Gemara says there that if the neighbor would have had in mind to be Makne, if he would have known what he was doing, and would have in mind to be Makne to Ravanan, even though Ravanan didn't have Das Kone, the Kinyan would have been Chal, because you have the Das Makne to fill the void of Das Kone. So that's the Yesod of the Ravid, that either Das Kone or Das Makne with a Maisa Kinyan is sufficient to affect a Kinyan. And the Gemara Yevamos Oder Menechse Ger is talking about where there's no Das Makne. Obviously, the Ger was passed away and it became Hefker. So it was Nechse Hefker. There was no Das Makne, as we'll discuss. So there was no Das Makne. So that's why the Gemara assumes that there would be no Kinyan without Das Kone. However, the Gemara Basra, where there's Das Makne, that would be sufficient. And this Yesod, the Rashba says in Gittin as well. The Gemara Meseches Gittin Daf Chaf assumes that when a Baal gives his wife a get, he has to own the get. He has to own the get. And the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chaf has the Shaila, the following case. Boy Ram Rachama, Haymuchzokim Betavla Shishalav Get Kasav Aleha. So the Baal wrote a get, and the assumption was that the shtar, the piece of paper, the tablet, belonged to the isha that he was going to be megarish. We assumed beforehand that the tablet belonged to the isha, and he went ahead and he wrote a get on it. V'har yotim tachas yadu mahu. What's the shaila? Do we assume mi'amrina naknu aknisale o dilma lo yada laknuya? Do we assume that the woman knew the halacha that in order for this get to be a kosher get, she has to be makne to her husband, and therefore she went ahead and was makne in order to make this a kosher get? Or do we assume no? Maybe she didn't know the halacha, and therefore, since we always assume that this tablet belonged to her, therefore the get is not going to be a kosher get. Do we assume that the person knows the halacha that you're supposed to be makne the get to the Baal in order for the get to be kosher? So the Gemara has proofs back and forth. So one of the proofs of the Gemara is the following case. Afu heid al kfar katan shay b'tzad Yerushalayim v'hayibo zaken echa v'hayimav l'chol b'nei kfar. So there was a certain zaken who was lending money to everyone in the village. V'kos b'ksav yad v'achem chosman. And he was writing shtaros. He was the malv. He was writing shtaros on behalf of the loves, or on behalf of himself, to be able to collect the debt. Uba ma'is l'fnei chacham v'echshiruhu. And the Chacham were machshir the shtaros. So again, here you have a similar issue. The halacha is that the lova has to be the one who owns he's the das mischayef. So he has to own the shtar. V'amai habina sefer makne or mikne v'leika. So why don't we assume here that the zaken who owned the piece of paper, presumably the Gemara seems to be assuming that he was makne the shtaros to the love. Allah mishum damrina aknui maknehu. He was makne the shtaros to the love, which was machshir the shtaros. So to here, we can assume that the woman knew the halacha, and she was makne the tavla to the husband to make it a kosher get. The Gemara says, Amarava, my kushya dilmas zakin shiny, the yadil akne. There's a fundamental difference between the two cases. The zakin presumably was a Talmud Chacham, and he knew the halacha that he needs to own the case of the shtar was a case of a zaken, so presumably he knew the halacha that the shtaros have to be owned by the love, and therefore he was makbet to be makne the shtar to the love in order to make it a kosher shtar. Mashenkin, in the case of Gittin, who says that the isha knew the halacha that the husband has to own the get? That's what the Gemara says. So the Rashba asks the kasha, I don't understand. The Gemara says that the case of the Zakin and he was the Malva and the Loves, he knew to be Makne. But did the Loves know? Did the borrowers know the halacha that they have to own the shtar in order for the shtar, the shtar chov to be kosher? It just says that the Zakin was Makne. So says the Rashba, what's going on? Kashli Ashmaita. If you look at Makne, the Zakin, Umalva, my have Halovin, lo yodu kidas rova, domer dimo Zakin shiny. Just because the Malvin knew the halacha to be makne, who says the Lovin had kavana to be kone? So says the Rashba, and he says the Gemara Yevamos also assumes that you need das kone. So the Rashba says the same yesod, that in the case of the Zakin with the shtaros, since there's das makne, even if the Lovin don't know don't have kavana to be kone. Nevertheless, the das makne can fill the void of das kone with the maisa kinyan. So the Rashba has the same yisod of the Ravid and the Nemuka Yosef, that das makne can fill the void of das kone as long as there's a maisa kinyan. So you need one or the other. You need one or the other. The problem is as follows. The Yad Ramah in Bava Basra and Gimel Beis proves from our Gemara that this halach is not true, that you always need das kone. He proves from our Gemara and Beis and Beis. What's the proof? So Yad Ramah says that our Gemara compares the case of Oda B'nechse Ager to what? To the case of Kiddushin, to Maimon. But presumably, you can be mechalic between the two. The Gemara says the case of Oda B'nechse Ager, where there's no das kone. There's no das kone with the Maisa Kinyan. It's not going to be chal. The Gemara says, so too, in the case of Maimer, la'achar chalitza, there is no das kone, or there's a chisaron in the das kone, even though there is a Maisa Kinyan. Says the Yad Ramah, wait a second, there's a fundamental difference between the two cases. In Oder b'nechse hager, there's no das makne. Ober, in the case of Maimer, la'achar chalitza, there's das makne. Isn't the Isha the das makne? Doesn't she have in mind to be makne herself to the Baal? And if that's the case, according to the Ravid, he doesn't quote the Ravid, but according to the Ravid and the Rashba, it shall come out that even though there's no das kone, or if there's a chisaron in the das makne should fill the void, and therefore, the halacha should be, according to Rebbe, that the maimer should be chal acher chalitza. So isn't there a fundamental difference between the two? And the fact that the Gemara compares the case of Oder b'nechse ager to maimer lacher chalitza, don't you see, says the Yad Ramah, that there's no difference between with das makne and without das makne? Now the Yad Ramah thinks that you always need das kone. He thinks that you don't need das, he calls it das kone mifureshes, meaning as long as there's a recognition, you know that the property is ownerless and you're doing a maisa kinyan, so we assume that you have das kone. But you have to have a hakara that the property is ownerless. The chisaron by Oder b'nechse ager was that there was no hakara that the property was ownerless, and therefore there was no das, even though you don't need das kone mifureshes, but there was no hakara that it was ownerless and that it was, excuse the term, zechiyable. There's no hakara that you can be zoche in the property. That's the chisaron by Oder b'nechse ager. But the Yad Ramah thinks fundamentally that there's no difference between das kone and das makne. With das makne, without das makne, and his raya is from our Gemara. Isn't this an ironclad raya? How can the Nemuki Yosef, the Ravid, and the Rashba say, you see from the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf and Beis and Beis that without, when do we say that without das kone, you're not going to be kone? That's when there's no das makne. If there is das makne, you don't need das kone. What do you mean? You see from the Gemara in Yevamos and Beis and Beis that even with das makne, we assume that you need das kone. And that's the comparison between Oder b'nechse hager and Maimer l'achar chalitza. That's the Yad Ramah. So the question that we're going to deal with is, what's the yishuv for the Ravid and the Rashba? How do they understand our Gemara, which seems to assume that there is no das makne? Because otherwise, it should be kone according to them. So there are a few approaches in the Achronim. The Yashrish Yaakov over here explains, based on a famous Ran in the Dharma Daf Lamed, where the Ran says, I'll read the Lashon inside, the Ran says, V'nichali, without getting into the context of the Ran over there, Nichali, the imatzi ish lekadesh atzmo leish, hachanam dahavahi dumi demakdish natios mamash, el kevan shator omra, kikach ish isha, the Torah says that a man acquires for himself a wife, v'lo omra kisilakach isha leish, lo kol himen shetachnas atzmo leishus habal, skipping a few lines. Elmi kevashi maskemes lekidusha ish he mevatelas daita urtzono mash vinasha itzalbal kedaver shel hefker. V'abal machnis l'rishuso hilkach ein anudane bekidusha mitzara yisha elmi mitzara habal. Says the Ran that the way kiddushin works is that the isha makes herself into a dvar hefker, and the baal is machnis her into his rishus. Therefore, from when it comes to kiddushin, we analyze it from the perspective of the Baal, not from the perspective of the Isha. So says the Yashrish Yaakov, based on this Ran, that the way Kiddushin works is through Hefker. So the Isha is not really Das Makne. Maybe that's what the Rashba and the Ravid were assuming. Not like the Yadama. The Yadama says the Gemara, you see from the Gemara, that from that we compare Odi B'nechse Ager to Mai Malach HaChalitza, you see that even in the presence of Das Makne, you still need Das Kone. Says the Asher Shiakov, based on this Ran, no. The Isha is not considered Das Makne. Why? Because she makes herself into a Dvar Hefker. And Hefker is not necessarily Das Makne. So therefore, that's why the Gemara assumes you need Das Kone. But Kiddushin, Maimer, is not really Das Makne. That's what the Yashar Shiakov says, because it's really Hefker. The function of the Isha in the Kiddushin process is as a Dvar Hefker. So says the Yashar Shiakov, if that's the case, though, it should be subject to a Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosis, and Bava Metzia, and Dafi Beis. The Gemara and Bava Metzia, and Dafi Beis, Amin Aleph, talking about Kinyan Chatzir, says that let's say a person has a Chatzir, and then there's an animal that's running through the chatzer. So the Gemara says that if you want your chatzer to be kona, it has to be that you're able to trap it yourself. The Gemara's lashon is v'husharatz acharin magin, that you have to be able to reach the animal. Then the Gemara has the following shaila. The Gemara says, what about if you have a matana? What if there's a das acharis makne? So the Gemara says that if it's a matana, then the owner of the chatzer does not actually have to be able to catch the animal. His chatzar can be kona, because the matana, his chatzar can be kona even if he can't reach it. Then the Gemara has a follow-up shaila. What about zark arniki b'pesach zev yatza pesach acher? Let's say a person throws an arniki, a wallet, through the chatzar, and it goes from one side of the chatzar to the other side of the chatzar, but it ends up outside of the chatzar. It goes through the chatzar, but it ends up outside of the chatzar. What's the din? And the Gemara has a shaila. What's the halacha? Avir shein sofa lanuch kemunach dam yolo. And the Gemara compares it to a case of matana. The Gemara compares it to a case of matana. The Gemara says, just like by matana, we assume that the chatzar can be kona. So too, over here, it can be kona. And the Gemara starts differentiating between the two cases. But you see, the Gemara compares the case of matana to the case of zark arniki, in the case of kinyan chatzar. So what's the case of zark arniki? When a person, Reuven, threw a wallet through Shimon's chatzer, and ended up outside of the chatzer, but went through the airspace of the chatzer. So what's the case? It's Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What's the case? Rashi says, Zark Arniki is when he was mafkir. Reuven was mafkir the wallet, and threw it through the chatzer of Shimon, and it ended up, when it went through the airspace of the chatzer of Shimon, it ended up outside of the chatzer of Shimon. It went through the airspace, and he was mafkir. And the Gemara is a shaila, whether the chatzer of Shimon can be kona the Dvar Hefker. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says it can't have the gears of Hefker. Why? Because the Gemara compares it to a case of Matana. And we know that when it comes to Matana, you have Das Acharis Makne. Hefker, there's no Das Acharis Makne. So the Gemara wouldn't be able to compare the two cases. Just because through Matana, Kinyan Chatzer has more expanded Koach because of Das Acharis Makne, does not necessarily mean that through Hefker, the Kinyan Chatzer is going to have a more expanded Koach. And you can be Kona even though it's not Sofa Lanuach Sham. So what do you see from Rashi, though? You see that Rashi assumes, that this Achronim point out, you see from Rashi that Rashi assumes that Hefker is also Das Acharis Makne, and that's how the Gemara can compare Hefker to Matan. And Agav, the Ktzois thinks that this Machlikis, Rashi and Tosfos, so whether Hefker is Das Acharis Makne, is Lashitasam in the Sugi in the beginning of Mseches Pesachim and Daf Dalid. The Gemara says that there's an institution of bittul chametz. So the Gemara says that if you do bittul, so you can avoid bayir bayim matzeh. So what does bittul accomplish? The Rashi says bittul is tashbisu. And Tosfos says, no, bittul is hefker. When you're mevatel chametz, you make it into a dvar hefker, and that's how you avoid bayir bayim matzeh. And Rashi says a kiyum of tashbisu, whatever Rashi means. But why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos? Isn't that the easiest pshat? We know what hefker is. You do bittul and you're mafkir the chefsis. The Ktzois explains that Rashi couldn't say that because Rashi thinks that bittul is das acharis makne. And kol zman that no one else has been zoche in the dvar hefker still is in your shus to violate bali rabbi matze. Ktzois thinks that hefker is not das acharis makne. It's completely a siluk. It's now it's a dvar hefker. There's no longer a connection between the mafkir and the one who's going to be zocha. Even before anyone's zocha, there's no longer a connection between you and the dvar hefker, and that's why Tosfos explains that that bittul can be hefker and can avoid issues of bayir bayim matzeh. Either way, ayin sham. But that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, whether hefker is considered das acharis makne or not. So it says the Yashash Yaakov, if you're going to use the Ran to explain the Rashba, the Nukah Yosef and our Sugya, and say that the reason you need Das Kona here is because there's no Das Makne. What about Kiddushin? So says the Yash Yaakov, but the Ran explains in Nedarim that Kiddushin, the Isha, is not really Das Achers Makne. She makes herself into a Dvar Hefker, so there's no Das Achers Makne. Says the Yash Yaakov, that should depend on the Machlokas, Rashi, and Taisis. According to Taisis, that makes a lot of sense, that Hefker is not Das Achers Makne here, so you don't have Das Achers Makne by in the case of Kiddushin, and that's why you need Das Kona. But according to Rashi, the Hefker is Das Acheres Makne, so L'chora, the Ran is not going to be the resolution for the Nemuka Yosef, the Ravid, and the Rashba, because even if you accept the Ran, but Hefker should still be Das Acheres Makne. So Yash Yaakov works on that. He says it could be that even if you assume that Hefker is Das Acheres Makne, he quotes a Nesivis that you still need Kavana Lahaknos or Liknos. And it could be that in the case of Isha, you don't necessarily have that Ein Sham in the Yashash Yaakov. The whole Yashash Yaakov is very difficult because the Pashtus in the Ran in Adarim, he doesn't mean Hefker Mamish. When the Ran says that the Isha's role in the Kiddushin process is that she's Mashver herself Kidvar Hefker and the Baal is Machnis her into Rishus, what the Ran is getting at, as we'll see, is that the Isha's role is fundamentally different than the Isha's role. His role in the Kiddushin is different than her role. His role is more active, her role is more passive. But he doesn't mean the mechanism of Hefker. A person can't be Mafker themselves. They're not Bailim on themselves to be Mafker themselves to other people to be Zoche in them. I don't understand the whole discussion with the Rashi and the Taisus and Das Acheres Makne and trying to figure out how this fits with that Machloikis. I don't understand. But just have your day. The Yash Yaakov has this Mahalach. And he thinks that it depends on the Machlokas Rashi Tosis and works it out with Rashi. But the Pashtus is that the Ran doesn't mean Hefker Mamish. What does the Ran mean? What does the Ran mean? So there is a famous Avne Miluim in Simon Chav Zayin, Sifkat and Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, in Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Beis, in Hilchas Kiddushin, Amar la hariat ishti, hariat zukukasi, hariat kinuyali, hariat rusasi, hariat chali, hariat brushusi, hariat lukukasi, all of these different lashonos of Kiddushin, we paskin mikudeshes that these are chal. And the Ramah qualifies this and says, im hevina dvarav, she has to understand. She has to understand these lashonos. And she doesn't understand these lashonos. It sounds like from the Ramah that the Kiddushin is not going to be chal. So the Avdim Ilum asks a very fundamental question. How do we know whether she understood Pesha's Kiddushin? Says the Avnimul Mashma, that few ain't Edom Yodin in Hivina, Kol Shiomeris, Shivina, Havik Kiddushin Vade, Vikashat Havik Mekadesh below Edom. It sounds like even if the Edom didn't know whether she was familiar with those Lashonos at the time of the Kiddushin, as long as she tells us that she knows what the husband is talking about, she knows these Lashonos, that's going to be Chal. Frek to Avnimulim, we know that Kiddushin requires Edom. So if the Edom are being made on the Maaseh Kiddushin, but they can't say for sure that she understood the words that the husband was saying. They didn't understand that Hariat Birshusi Hariat Lukuchasi means a Lashon Kiddushin. So isn't that akin to doing Kiddushin without Edom? Because the Edom can't be made on her das. They don't know that she had an understanding of the Lashon of the Baal. So don't you see, isn't this a problem of Mekadesh below Edom? That's the Avni Moon's question, right? How can we rely on her to say that that she understood? Isn't there a chisaron in the Edos of the Edom, so it's Kiddushin below Edom. So Avni Moon says that based on the Ran in Nedarim and Daf Lamed, we can answer this question. Why? Because you see from the Ran in Nedarim and Daf Lamed that the role of the Isha is that she does not provide Das for the Maaseh Kiddushin. The role of the Isha is that she is misratza to the Maaseh Kiddushin, but the Das, which is Poel, the Chalos of the Kiddushin, comes completely from the Baal. Therefore, the Edus of the Edom only has to be on the Das of the Isha. Now, it has to be clear that the Isha is misratza on a certain level, but in terms of her Das, the Edom do not have to be made on her Das, they only have to be made on the husband's das. And since that's the case, that's why, as long as it's clear to the Edom that she is being misratza to this Maisa Kiddushin, even if there's a chisaron in their yediyah of her da'as, nevertheless, says the Avni Miluim, as long as the Edom know what's going on in the mind of the Ish, from his dibor, that is sufficient for the Edus of the Maisa Kiddushin. And he bases it on this Ran, that the Isha makes herself into a Dvar Hefker, and the husband is the one who's Machnis. So you see from the Ran, says the Avni Miluim, you see from the Ran, that the husband's role is the one that he provides Das, and she does not provide any Das. But either way, you see from the Avni Miluim, also an answer, you can use this Ran. Meaning, even if you're not going to explain the Ran, like the Yashu Jakob, that's Mamish Hefker, and then you have to declare whether Hefker is Das Machne or not Das Machne. But you see clearly that Avni Miluim understood that the Isha's role is not to provide Das Machne. Her Das is insignificant with respect to creating the Chalos Kiddushin. So therefore, even with the Avni Miluim's understanding of the Ran, you can use the Ran to explain how the Nemuka Yosef, the Ravid, and the Rashba understood our Gemara. Again, the Kasha is, don't the Ravid and the Rashba and the Muka Yosef assume that when there's Das Kona, you don't need Das Kinyan. That when there's Das Machne, you don't need Das Kona. So how can our Gemara say that there's no Kinyan? Isn't there Das Machne by Kiddushin? The answer is no. The Isha's role in the Kiddushin process is not to provide Das Machne because she is passive. She is Misratza, but the husband is the one who provides the Das Kona to create the Chalos Kiddushin. That is the Chiddush of the Avni Miluim based on the Ran. The problem is that this Avni Miluim's Havan in the Ran is a bit mechudish. First of all, other Rishonim are pretty explicit that the Isha's Das is a necessary component in creating the Chalos Kiddushin. Rashi in a few places, I don't remember, I don't have on the sheet here, but Rashi in a few places, if I remember correctly, says explicitly in Maseches Kiddushin that the Isha provides Das Machne, number one. Number two, the Ritva, famous Ritva in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, says that if you are a Matmin Edom, if you have Edom Achori HaGeder, and they watch the Kiddushin, and the Isha didn't know that there were Edom present, so the Ritva thinks that according to the Ra'ah, that's not a good Maisa Kiddushin. The Isha has to be aware of the Edom being present. Why is that? So he gives a couple of reasons. The second reason is, Va'od daha matzu lememer le, lo shasakti b'shas Kiddushin, ela b'shvil shaloh yasham Edom, v'kasvura shaloh ilu ma'asecha, v'hav le kemekadish below Edom, she'ein choshen the Kiddushav. Because she can taina that the reason I was misratzed the Kiddushin is because I didn't know that there were Edom there. So therefore, it's akin to being Mekadish without Edom. What do you mean? If the Avni Miluim is correct, that the Isha, the Edom don't have to be made on the Das of the Isha, so then why does the Isha have to be aware of the presence of Edom? As long as the Edom see that she's Misrata to Maisa Kiddushin, the Edom don't have to be aware of her Das, she doesn't have to be aware of the Edom. It's insignificant, her Das. She just need her Ritzoi for the Maisa Kiddushin to be a real bona fide Maisa Kiddushin, but in terms of her Das, it's an insignificant part of the Maisa Kiddushin. Nevertheless, you see from the Ritva that it's necessary for her to be aware of the presence of Edom, because it sounds like the Edom need to be made on her Das. And there are other rais from Rishonim that the Isha needs to provide Das in order to create the Maisa Kiddushin. So what's the Pshat in the Ran? So the Reb Shimon in Shar Zion, I believe, says that what the Ran means to say is not that the Isha does not provide Das. Of course, the Isha provides Das in order to create the Chalos Kiddushin. What he means to say is that, unlike other cases of Kinyonim, where Das Machne is sufficient in order to create the Chalos, that you don't need Das Kone, here where the Torah says, Ki ikach v'lo silakach, that the Ish has to do a Maisa Kicha, the Das Kone of the Ish is an essential, integral part of the Maisa Kiddushin. And even if the Isha provides the Das Machne, you still need the Ish to provide the Das Kona. But Avada, the Isha is providing Das Machne, it's just that you need Das Kona as well, as opposed to other Kinyonim, where Das Machne, at least according to the Ravid and the Nemuk Yosef and the Rashba, Das Machne is sufficient even without Das Kona. That's all the Ran means. And when he says Kidvar Hefker, he means that as opposed to other Kinyanim, where you don't need the Hachnasa of the Kona, It's enough to have the makneh putting in the rishus of the koneh through his das makneh, her das makneh. By kiddushin, you need the baal to do a maisa hachnasa. You need him to have das, to have das koneh. It's insufficient to rely on the das makneh of the isha. But avada das makneh of the isha is an essential part. So if that's the case, hadrakush l'duchta, you can't use the ran to explain for the Nemuka Yosef, the Ravid, the Rashba, how they read our Gemara. Because if you assume that the isha is providing das makneh, if the isha is providing das makneh for the kiddushin, so don't you see that das makneh is an essential part of the kiddushin, and therefore why does our Gemara assume that you need das koneh? So the Rashash over here in our Gemara, quotes from the Chosin Shuos this kasha. The kasha that we presented as really the Yad Ramaz understanding of the Gemara. Now it's a kasha, and the kasha of the Yash Yakov. So the Rashash quotes from the Chosin Yeshuos, how did the Ravid understand our Gemara? Isn't it clear from our Gemara that even in the presence of Das Kone, Das Makne, you still need Das Kone? So the Rashash gives a technical answer, but l'chora it's very pashut. He says, v'shoga me'od. The Chosin Yeshuos made a terrible mistake. The iunami niskave l'knosa. Who says in this case that there's no das kone? Of course there's das kone here. The guy wants to do maimer la'achar chalitza. He wants to be kone her. V'afilu ha'achim medam alei Rav Yosef la'oder. And nevertheless, Rav Yosef compares our case to a case of Oder B'nichse Hager, where there's no Das Kone at all. What's the pshat? So the pshat is, because since he had a mistaken Das Kone, it's the equivalent of not having Das Kone. It's the equivalent of not having any kavana to be kone. Imkain, may high time a gam daita didash in his kavan lachnos as atzma lo mi kawachivumi by law mace, enoklum, lach in and can lo das kone of lo das makne. Says the Rashash, just like the Yavam in this case, or the ex Yavam in this case, had das kone, but it was faulty das kone in the sense that he wanted to do mimer post chalitza, which is a zero. So too, even if it's true that the Isha is going to provide Das Kone, what type of Das Kone is she going to provide? Why would we assume that her Das Kone is going to be the Das Kone which is going to work in the case of post-Chalitza? Rather, we should assume that just like the Yavam, when he says to her, Hariat Mekudeshesli B'Maimer Kiddushin, whatever Lashon he uses to affect the Maimer, presumably, her das makne is going to be through the same mechanism that the yavam wants to use. So, just like the yavam wants to use maimer post chalitza, which is akin to not having das kone, so too the isha, even though it's true, normally she provides das makne in a case of kiddushin, but in this case, she's just going to follow the yavam, and the yavam's das kone is maimer, which is a zero in this case. So to the Isha's das makne is for mimer, which is a zero in this case. So says the Rashash, yes, it's true that theoretically kiddushin and mimer, the Isha can provide das makne. Mimer, we know it's kona bal karcha, but you can theoretically have a case of das makne where she expresses willingness to be to create the chalos. That's what the Chosin Shuos and the Rashash are assuming. But nevertheless, says the Rashash, her das makne is going to follow the das kone of the yavam, and in this case, post chalitza, when he has in mind to use mimer to affect the kiddushin, there's a chisaron in the das kone. So too, the isha's das makne is going to be chaser, and memela. That's why our gemara assumes that das makne is not going to be sufficient to fill the void of the das kone, because the das makne has the same chisarna as the das kone in this case. And that's why the Ravid, the Rashba, and the Nemuka Yosef can prove from our Gemara that The only reason Das Kone doesn't work is because there's no Das Makne. What do you mean? There is Das Makne. The Isha is providing Das Makne. No, her Das Makne is Chaser, just like the Das Kone was Chaser. There is Das Kone, but it's Chaser. So too, there is Das Makne, but it's Chaser. So it's akin to not having Das Makne at all. But the Gemara in Bava Basra, Rav Hanan, where there is pure, strong Das Kone, Das Makne, even if there's no Das Kone, that's going to fill the void of... the void of Das Kone to affect the Maisa Kinyan. Okay, we'll stop here. But those are different Mahalchim. L'chor, the Rashash is Mahalch. For the Ravid, seems to be the most glatt.